Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud Sif Beis, and we're speaking about halachas of the mitzvah of tefillin. And last Sif we spoke about, we had a hakdama to the mitzvah of tefillin, how chaviv it is and how important it is. And now we're going to talk about the halachas and the details of what to do and how to do it. So now let's talk about the time, when was the right time to put on tefillin? When do you start? When does the beginning of being able to put on tefillin in the morning start? The time of putting on tefillin is in the morning. You can start already in the morning. When a person is able to see his friend who he happens to know, who he's familiar with him somewhat, and he's far away from him, 4 amos, about 8 feet, and he recognizes him. So it's dark still, but it's not so dark that he can't see somebody from 8 feet away. Can't recognize a person from 8 feet away. So now it's about the time of putting on tzitzis. Also, we spoke about that it has to be that he's able to tell from one color to the other color, from blue and green, or blue and white. But he should be putting it on achar shalavash as a talis. After he puts on his talis, that's when he should put, for those people who put on a talis, married and such, they put, or the people who have a minig, even if they're not married, to put on a talis, they put on tefillin after they put on their talis. Why? Why is it that they put on after put on a talis? You'd think that the mitzvah of tefillin, we were talking about how holy it is and how heilig it is, so maybe it's something that should go on before the talis. So he said no, because there's such a thing as tadir v'she'ena tadir, tadir kadim, something that is usual and something that's not as usual. So the one that's usual comes first, right? So when it comes to mitzvahs, here we have a case of a talis and a tefillin, which we would seem to think that they both get put on every day, but no. The talis is even put on Shabbos, and the tefillin is not. So therefore, the talis is a little bit more common, and therefore it's more tadir. So therefore, mishum the mitzvahs, tzitzis tzidir yoyser. The mitzvah of tzitzis is more tadir. Shenehag is bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. It's more, you do it both on the weekdays and on Shabbos, or mitzvahs tefillin, and in the heges el b'chol, and mitzvahs tefillin you only do by in the weekdays. You don't do on Shabbos. But kaimelon, and we know that tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kadim, something that is usual and something that's not as usual, not common and not as common, and one that's more common is what comes first. In pogat tefillin, however, like we said before, tefillin is a very heilig mitzvah. So therefore, if he touched it on his way trying to get the talis, if he touched his tefillin first, then there's a different halacha called ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, that you don't go over one mitzvah to get to the other mitzvah. And therefore, if he touched his tefillin first on his way to get to the talis, he has to put on his tefillin first because that's what he touched first. In pagat tchila b'tefillin, if he touched his tefillin first before he got through to it, he got to his talis, av b'shehein b'zayich kisan, even though they are in their, he didn't touch the actual tefillin. He touched the bag of the tefillin. The tefillin it's in their bag. Tarach lanich and chili, he puts them on first. V'achek kachi sata b'talis, and then he puts on the talis. Kengas b'chayim other. That's a mishum the ein mavir nala mitzvahs, because of the din of ein mavir nala mitzvahs. The chsiv, where does that din of ein mavir nala mitzvahs come from? Ushmartim es hamatzos, that there's a mitzvah to watch the matzos, but the matzos over there in that pasuk is spelled with a vav, like as if the word was hamitzvos. And therefore we have a creek sieve there that we say, oh, must be that it means both things. So kariboy es a mitzvah. You have to watch mitzvahs. What does that mean? Mitzvah shabol yotcha al tach mitzvah. If a mitzvah comes to your opportunity of doing a mitzvah comes to you, don't let it go by. Don't let it, as the word is, tachmitzena, don't let it become sour. Don't let it go undone. So therefore, he has to put on the tefillin first if he touches them first. So obviously a person is advised to set up his talis bag in such a way that even though the tefillin needs to be on top because it's more heilig, but it's still a little bit further back, so he touches his talus first. Yashar koyach, and have a great day.